Imagine arriving in America with just $20 and a single suitcase, then building a successful life. This immigrant success story seems to celebrate individual determination, but look closer and you'll see invisible systems at work. The 1965 Immigration Act that finally allowed non-white immigrants entry, and America's strategic recruitment of foreign doctors to fill labor gaps. This simple narrative reveals a profound truth. Our world's systems are designed, intentionally or not, to create winners and losers. Equity isn't just another buzzword in the diversity conversation. It's the missing piece that transforms good intentions into meaningful change. While most diversity initiatives focus on awareness and representation, equity tackles the underlying systems that perpetuate inequality. It's the difference between giving everyone identical resources, regardless of circumstances, equality, and providing what each person actually needs to fully participate, equity. One maintains the status quo, the other creates genuine opportunity. Most American systems were designed with a default human in mind: white, male, straight, able-bodied, Christian, and upper middle class, treating everyone else as other. This isn't accidental, but deeply embedded in our institutional frameworks. The central lie perpetuating these inequities is rugged individualism, the myth that success comes solely from individual effort. This narrative persists in well-meaning innovations like financial literacy apps for low-income students that ignore systemic causes such as redlining, or workplace diversity initiatives emphasizing unconscious bias training while leaving discriminatory policies intact. These approaches burden those with the least power rather than redesigning the systems creating inequality. Equity work differs through its focus on rehumanizing, seeing employees as people first, and centering those traditionally marginalized. When we design for those at the margins, everyone benefits, as seen with text messaging, invented for the deaf, curb cuts, designed for wheelchair users but helpful for strollers and deliveries, and flexible work arrangements, created for parents but valuable for anyone seeking work-life balance. How do we translate equity principles into organizational reality? Human-centered design provides a powerful framework. The Embrace Infant Warmer exemplifies this approach. Stanford students created it for Indian babies after discovering traditional incubators failed because births often occurred at home, electricity was unreliable, and mothers disliked separation from newborns. Their solution? A swaddle with a phase change pack, maintaining ideal temperature without constant electricity, has saved over 300,000 babies. True equity-centered design begins with genuine empathy, understanding different values without judgment. Research shows perspective gathering, asking people directly about their experiences, is more effective than perspective taking, imagining oneself in another's position. This approach helped repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell, where Pentagon leaders gathered perspectives from 150,000 soldiers rather than relying on assumptions. The process continues with defining obstacles, ideating solutions, prototyping, and testing with continuous feedback, while remaining mindful of power dynamics that might inhibit candid feedback. The goal isn't uniformity, but valuing differences as strengths and working from a spirit of trust. Designing thriving organizations requires engaged leadership willing to use power to create equitable systems, questioning assumptions, listening carefully, and challenging established practices when necessary. Our brains naturally feel threatened by difference. A supremacist approach either ignores difference or uses it to separate, while a liberatory approach sees differences as strength. Equitable leaders develop system sight, understanding their relationship to systems, recognizing both marginalization and privilege in their experiences. They rewrite success stories by acknowledging systems, privilege, and support from others. The self-made individual myth makes systems invisible and reinforces oppression. Rather than attributing success to luck, which obscures systemic advantages, equitable leaders highlight how systems supported them. Evans Consulting scored high on inclusion but lacked diversity. After George Floyd's murder, managing partners committed to meaningful change. I don't want to just put out a toothless statement. I want to do the hard work. They established a middle-class salary floor, paused leadership hiring until they could recruit diverse candidates, and dedicated weekly time for equity initiatives. Their example shows that effective equity leadership requires vulnerability, bravery, and prioritizing people over ego. Awareness without action perpetuates inequity. To design organizations that promote equity, leaders must translate principles into observable behaviors and reinforce them through systems. When working with NPR to diversify news sources, the goal wasn't vague improvement, but reaching at least 27% people of color as sources, a measurable outcome based on previous success. Teams agreed on one foundational behavior. By the end of 2020, every journalist is tracking source diversity. Despite initial resistance, teams adopted methods fitting their workflow. Within a month, previously skeptical managers reported that tracking revealed unconscious patterns they hadn't noticed before. Observable behaviors must be reinforced by systems and cultural norms. At NPR, the newsroom's deadline-focused culture inadvertently discouraged reporters from expanding their source networks. The solution involved holding managers accountable in performance reviews, creating time for source development, and establishing a shared database of diverse experts. Technology plays a crucial role, but often contains embedded biases. AI hiring algorithms typically favor candidates similar to past successful hires, reinforcing existing patterns of privilege. Organizations committed to equity must carefully select their technological infrastructure, conduct regular bias audits, and implement safeguards against discriminatory outcomes. How we talk about equity matters as much as what we do. Isabel Wilkerson's caste metaphor shows that sentence structure reveals underlying thinking more than terminology. Active statements like companies fail to hire diverse candidates assign responsibility, unlike passive constructions that obscure it. Research identifies three obstacles to discussing systemic issues: the progress narrative, we've come so far, belief in rugged individualism, and the separate fates narrative, what happens to others doesn't affect us. Effective frames focus on shared values: opportunity for all, ingenuity, and interdependence. Framing workplace equity as unleashing everyone's full potential rather than fixing discrimination generates broader support. While equity work centers on human dignity and organizational effectiveness, some concepts have become politicized. Two guiding principles help navigate this: equity work bridges differences while honoring diversity, and organizations must reject dehumanization in any form. Companies should establish clear positions against dehumanizing language while preparing crisis communications plans for potential backlash. We stand at a crossroads where employees increasingly recognize their interdependence and organize for change. Corporate social responsibility is now essential for attracting talent and customers, though organizations must avoid empty virtue signaling. Everyone can contribute to creating equity, from communications professionals using storytelling to expose systemic issues, to mid-level leaders organizing with peers, to individuals advocating for workplace change. Equity isn't just about fixing what's broken, but imagining what's possible. When we create systems where everyone thrives with their differences intact, we unlock innovation that benefits all. From saving babies in India to ensuring accessibility for people with disabilities, equity prevents differences from determining life outcomes. Everything in our world was designed by people no greater than ourselves. As designers of our shared destiny, we have the power to create a more just world. Creating equity fulfills our deepest human need to belong and reveals the true depths of our humanity.